To live in the greater Des Moines metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, what it is Jeff Pitts from City View. Stuff to do in the metro going all weekend long and into next week. He is our lifestyle contributor, and we enjoy him coming by to kind of put us on the path to cool stuff in the metro. What you got, brother?
I like that.
Yeah. I lay down. Dr. Love.
All right, speaking of cool stuff.
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking. Jazz.
Yeah.
Been in Oche lately?
Yeah, no. I don't go anywhere, man, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just work constantly.
Constantly. Yeah. Can't you find a way to work?
At Oche?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I could start a music review.
Yep.
With Max Wellman at Oche.
Done.
Yeah. That'd be cool. We could be talking cool stuff.
When you talk about jazz, you have to lower the voice.
You
got to
lower the voice.
All right, so Friday, Come Fly With Me. Max Wellman sings.
Come fly with me. Oh, yeah.
Got it. You should be playing at no
jazz. You know, I'd love to do that. I got to get another drum set. That would really go over at my house. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Noche. Is that Max?
Wellman singing, yep, singing Sinatra with the Des Moines Big Band.
He is so good. Ladies and gentlemen, look, if you are thinking about what the heck to do on Friday, go to Noche. It's on Walnut Street, right behind the studio.
Yep. It's a neat place.
Yeah, it is. Chill. It's just so classy inside, too.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
Yep. And also, he's so good. So then they've got shows tomorrow night, too. Gary Jackson with Tina Hasse Finley.
Oh, Tina.
Yeah, you know.
Of course.
Nothing happens in this town without you knowing about it.
Tina and I are, we're pals.
Cool.
She's also a great singer.
Say hi for me.
I'll do that. We'll save you a spot. How's that?
All right. Vroom.
Vroom.
Central Iowa's largest auto parts swap meet.
All right. Yeah, boy, is this a conglomeration? You know, we've got Max Wellman,
yep.
Tina Haas Findlay.
Yep.
We're talking about being cool in Des Moines.
Yep.
And now we're doing an auto parts swap meet. Mike Swift. Yep. I bet you Mike Swift might be into this. You know who Mike Swift is?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's got end of the line auto salvage. Cool guy.
So the first weekend of every May in Des Moines. North parking lot, Iowa State Fairgrounds. If you're looking for parts for any car or truck, including classics, customs, race cars, motorcycles, any item that uses grease or oil.
All right.
Stop by. What do you think?
Get your grease on.
You going to be there?
No.
Let's keep a running. So we're over two so far. Is that right?
No, I would. Well,
Go to Noche.
I would go to Noche. I go to see Tina Haas Findlay.
Okay. So that is the leader. That's the leader in the clubhouse right now?
That's it. I'm going.
All right.
If I can get off.
Okay, next one. If you could wave a magic wand.
That was a visual.
Of Michael waving a imaginary.
Yeah, wait till I get my tiara on. It's really cool.
Oh, I thought you were wearing it.
Almost all the time. Not today.
If you could wave a magic wand, and if you could cure any disease, Michael, what would it be?
It'd have to be cancer.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, there won't be any magic wands, but this Friday we do have Coaches versus Cancer Gala presented by American Cancer Society. It's Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines.
You know who Ron Pearson was, don't you?
Hopeful smile in every
You got smile. It. Good for you.
He used to be on all those commercials when I was a kid.
Great guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, really is.
He seemed like it in the commercials.
Yeah.
But never met him. All right, this weekend. This is maybe the worst kept secret in Des Moines.
Okay.
But
I don't know a thing about it.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd be a fraud if I didn't mention it as the lifestyle contributor. The downtown farmers market.
I do know.
Downtown
this
Des Moines is on again.
Ching, ching.
Let the farmers market season begin. 43rd season. Market takes place every Saturday morning through October 27th, starting at 7 a.m., running till noon. Later start time in October.
The director of that is Kelly, and she is just a fabulous person. You know,
yeah.
she really eats, lives, and breathes this stuff. And
really?
And yeah. And, you know,
literally eats.
Yeah, literally eats. And the downtown farmers market, I mean, can you imagine? I think it's just incredible. Mm-hmm. They say 20 to 25,000 people invade downtown Des Moines.
Is that right?
On those Saturdays. Yeah, it's just, it's incredible.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of people.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess no one's been in a while.
Our friend Michael Leo will be there.
Really?
Yeah, you know Michael Leo's from the Strudel House.
Oh, yeah,
he'll be doing
the
Strudel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Selling or buying or both?
Selling.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Everyone's going to be there. 25,000 people are going to be there.
It's a lot of folks.
You going to be there?
Maybe. Nope. On Saturday?
Is All right,
Saturday?
So Noche's leader right now is at Noche Farmer's Market.
Oh, you know what I'm doing Saturday?
Hmm.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? Oh, I'm going to be in Valley Junction.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up.
Oh.
You can't. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. All right. Never mind. But go. You people go.
Yes. Because Saturday is Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
In case you didn't know or heard.
And that is not the Mexican Independence Day, by the way.
No.
No.
Was it at one time?
No. No. It commemorates the victorious battle of some kind in some place that I can't pronounce.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Or something.
I know it's not this. I know it's not that. Yeah. But I was thinking maybe it had been like throughout his. No, okay. You just got the shake off, folks. The override.
Override. Oh god.
Okay. Cinco de Mayo, Ballet Hispanico, Civic Center, 7:30.
There you go.
Sounds neat.
Yeah, before you go there, you got to go to Valley
Junction. No. Oh. Yeah, that was my next one. That was my next one.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go before. You can go both.
I'll be there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You will be there.
Yeah.
All right. If the Civic Center isn't your style, then do your Cinco de Mayo in Valley Junction. Cinco de Mayo Festival. West of the Des Moines border in the historic Valley Junction.
That's it. Ding, ding, ding.
Get this. Cinco de Mayo, King and Queen. Is that why you're going to be there? You're going to be there. Tiara, you mentioned.
Yeah, come on. Hola.
Tiara. He's got his wave going, folks. He's doing the royal. You ever been royal anything? Won any? You ever worn a crown?
No. No.
I don't think I have, other than, of course, at Burger King.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Last week.
Last week.
Okay. Also Cinco de Mayo, Wild About the Child Shindig.
Yeah?
Stein Barn. You ever heard of Wildwood Hills Ranch?
Of course.
Just south of town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Each year, more than 1,000 children at risk seek safe haven at Wildwood Hills Ranch, the 400-acre facility located a half hour south of Des Moines. The country air and loving environment at the ranch give youngsters in need a place to learn, grow, and smile freely. The ranch makes a 10-year commitment to each child at no cost to their family, which is why it is having its Wild About the Child Shindig on Saturday, May 5th from 6 to 11. Last year, the event raised more than $200,000
wow.
to benefit the nonprofit organization. And VIPs included Iowa's governor. She also plans to be on the guest list again this year. You going to be there?
No.
No. It is a worthy cause, though. They do a
lot
a lot of good.
I'm going to a Kentucky Derby party.
Really?
Yeah.
That's next on the list.
Oh, sorry.
At Prairie Meadows. That's about all I have to say. Kentucky Derby's going on at Prairie Meadows. Are you going to there, or are you going to
going to a
private party?
A little private gathering.
Yeah. You a horse racing fan?
Not really.
You've got that in your background, though, right?
Well, not necessarily horse racing, but yeah, but not really horse racing. I enjoy the camaraderie. Yeah, it's just fun, and the hats.
Oh yeah, the hats.
My bride is just freaking out. She doesn't have a clue what hat she's going to wear.
Really? Me neither.
Me either. I could put the tiara on.
I'm going to stop by Burger King on your way.
Yeah.
Who's running this year? Do you know? Any horse names?
No idea.
If you had a horse, what was your favorite horse? What was his or her name? Did you ever have a horse? Have horses?
Yeah, several.
Yeah.
My first horse, her name was Missy. Misty. Yeah. After the Clint Eastwood movie. Play Misty for me.
Huh.
Goes back a few years. But yeah, my favorite horse's name was Mazel.
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 As in Mazel Tov.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mazel. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had.
His name
horse.
Was Mazel. He was a great horse. Big horse. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
They're powerful animals. Powerful.
Yeah. I was riding.
Died underneath you?
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Had a massive heart attack. Was only 7 years old. And, it was a sad day.
How long do they usually live?
Oh, 15, 16 years, yeah. 17, 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends. But anyway, yeah.
Hmm. That's kind
Sorry
of
to bring that
downer.
Yeah. Thanks. Kentucky Derby kids, go find a hat.
Hopefully. Oh, never mind. Iowa Crush. You ever heard of them?
No.
Iowa Crush is taking on the Wisconsin Draggers, West Des Moines, Saturday at 5 at Valley Stadium. This is the women's football team, semi-pro.
Huh?
Yeah. I've never seen a game either. It kind of looked neat, though.
It would be neat.
Yeah.
The
I think they're
Iowa
pretty good.
Crush?
Yeah. Cool. Iowa Crush. Yep. It's like semi-pro.
I got a crush on you. Sure by.
Taking on the Wisconsin Dragons. This should be a good one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a barn burner.
I like it.
Sunday, May 6th. I don't know how you say this. Watoto Children's Choir. I thought this sounded kind of neat. A group of 18 orphans from Uganda will continue a six-month U.S. tour in the Des Moines area featuring a brand new music concert, Signs and Wonders. This is going on at on Hickman Road in Clive Heartland Presbyterian Church.
Nice.
18 orphans from Uganda.
You know who else is from Uganda? This is surprising, I think. A lot of people may not. Suku Rati, the former president and chief executive officer of Bankers Trust. Uganda. How's that? It's pulling one out.
Is there anyone you don't know in this town?
At least four people.
At least four people.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people I don't know.
Next week, Polk County Heritage Gallery is having something called hashtag no justice. That's KNOW. See what they did there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty tricky.
It's a new art exhibit. Starts May 10th, which is next week. Art Force, Iowa's fourth annual youth art exhibit. May 10th, 5:30 to 8, and then it runs throughout the rest of the month. All proceeds benefit Art Force Iowa Youth Programming.
Nice.
You going to be there?
No.
I'm keeping score.
Are you still keeping score?
No.
Okay. I got Cinco de Mayo down.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're going to be busy on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Let's see what else we have here. Next week, this one kind of sounds neat. All right, I got a question for you first. Run up. What is your favorite Iowa small town?
Ooh.
Do you like small towns?
I do love small towns. Duncombe.
Really? Never heard of it. Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
Duncombe, Iowa.
Where
is it?
It's up near Fort Dodge, and it's this tiny town. It's got about three businesses in it.
And,
oh, no, am I in the right place? No, Badger.
Badger.
Is it Badger? Wait. See, I'm all confused now. Well, Duncombe is a block long. Okay.
One block.
Yeah, it's one block. And that used to be there's a great little bar restaurant there that I used to frequent when I was up in that part of the country. And then, there's a number of places.
I like them all.
Yeah,
they all have the same Main Street cafe that I like.
Yeah,
where you can get breakfast food, sit at the counter. That's my favorite.
Then there's Otho, Iowa. Have you ever heard of
Otho? I've heard of it.
Otho, the Otho Tap has what is called, okay, they have loaded hash browns.
Ooh, at the Otho, that sounds right up my alley.
Oh, my.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Otho. Why do I have a picture of a big water tower with Otho printed on it?
Not there. They have a little water. No tower.
Yeah, right.
Well, there is. Wait, is there a tower there? There might be. It's been a long time.
So, why do I ask?
Yeah, why? Yeah, so, sorry about that rant. What the hell are we talking about now?
Loaded hash brown.
Oh, yeah,
I've got to have some of those this weekend somewhere.
Travel to Otho.
Off the map. Stories of abandoned and disappearing towns around Iowa.
Ooh.
Monday, May 7th, 6 o'clock, Eastside Library. Thousands of towns and communities were established during Iowa's pioneer and railroad era. These small towns were built to support the coal industry,
yep,
local farmers, and others. Though many of these communities have disappeared, they remain windows to our past. We'll explore. The library will explore.
There are some amazing stories about some of these towns that have just disappeared. And many, from what I understand, and I don't know this to be factual, but I'll go ahead and pretend like I do, that these little towns along the railroad were put every 8 to 10 miles.
Hmm.
And the reason for that was that the trains would come and they'd have to re-put water in the tanks and get firewood and things like that, you know, so they could steam on through.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, a number of towns just disappeared.
Hmm.
Gone.
Poof. Well, another depressing thought on the Michael Libby Show.
Ain't you glad it's Thursday?
Also next week, Rapture, Blister, Burn.
What?
Come and Go Theater at the Des Moines Social Club. It's a play. After grad school, two women choose opposite paths. One became a rock star academic, while the other married her husband, stayed at home, and raised a family. Decades later, both of these women's paths have left each of them unfulfilled and longing to live with the choices that the other chose.
Whoa.
This brings about a dangerous game of musical chairs, and the prize is Gwen's husband. Yikes.
Whoa.
You weren't expecting that.
No, I wasn't. Naughty.
It's at the social club. It should be...
Naughty.
Yeah, is that how it works?
Naughty. They're canoodling together.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, well.
Sounds like a Danish.
Kathy Obradovich. She's the editorial writer for the...
Yeah.
The political writer, rather.
Yep.
For the Register.
Mm-hmm.
She's used that term several times. Canoodling.
Hmm.
As he was canoodling with a woman who was not his wife.
Oh.
Oh.
That's the worst kind of canoodling.
That's not good.
All right, I'll throw this in there, too. Wildcrats Live is at the Civic Center.
Who?
Next week, Wildcrats. Well, you don't watch kids' TV, but the Wildcrats are coming to life and to the stage in Des Moines. Animated Krat brothers Martin and Chris activate their creature power suits and confront a comic villain.
Oh.
Through a series of pratfalls and amazing animal wow facts, the Wildcrats team rescues their favorite invention.
Where do you find this stuff? This is amazing.
That's the Civic Center.
This is you, man. This is you to do the digging, baby, I tell you. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like something.
Yeah.
I got a kid on the way. I'm looking out for these things.
What was this called again?
Wildcrats.
Wildcrats.
Live. It's a cartoon. Okay. Except now this is...
How do you know that?
I was in the materials.
You going?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
All right, Wildcrats won. I'm gonna do. He's going to Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to Cinco de Mayo. He's going to Wildcrats.
Yeah.
All right, now. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank
always
you.
Always exciting, always fun. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Metro this weekend and into next week, courtesy of our friends at City View. They know what to do because they is City View. Have yourself a wonderful day. I almost said weekend. We're used to doing this on Friday, and we've switched it to Thursday, so I can't say that, so I won't.
Thanks again for clicking through to the Business News Hour. You want to hook up with us, you can do that on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. We will be right there. We have a Facebook page all over the place. Just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. We'll be there with all of our long-form business interviews and the news of the day. All right, we got to go. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.